Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,109. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat Potatoes has Barry Kirch, drummer from Shinedown, stopping by to talk hot sauce.
That makes sense.
We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack, drink it down.
All right, here we go. The U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters wonders, hey, who here dropped their cocaine? Meanwhile, a New York man is arrested because his lawn art is hanging brain. Horse in Brazil escapes floodwaters by heading to a third-story loft. A man with ironic bumper sticker hopes his jail bed will be soft. And it turns out the self-driving cars tend to mess up a lot.
You don't say.
Say the least. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we'll spin. I'm getting there, man.
Gotta talk a little faster.
We will spin.
The wheel's spinning.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought the word transparent was Caitlyn Jenner's pronoun and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go. I'm Big Dummy.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tools, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,109. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Oh, huge.
Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes. We have, believe it or not, a guest with the head chef.
Well, he's the head chef. He's Michelin ranked, all that crap. Mm-hmm. Ted knows people, man.
I know. I know bands and I know chefs.
So we have, we've known Shinedown for about 20 years, I guess, at this point almost. But either way, they are getting set to do a few shows this summer. I believe that Zach and Brent are out doing some radio stuff. They had another hit that basically got popular on the top 40 charts.
They had an unexpected hit.
Yeah, an unexpected hit again.
So the band wasn't prepared to go out, as I understand it, but like the singer and the guitar player were like, look, man, we'll take care of that. You guys prep for a new album or something. Yeah. I'm just like, but that's a nice problem to have.
So I saw those two with Bert Kreischer the other day, and Bert was crying.
Oh, really? What?
Well, you know, he's got a good voice.
Unbelievable.
He really does. Yeah.
Those guys are jumping around the country. What is Barry doing? Barry just created his own hot sauce. So Eric's in the studio, who is the bassist and the producer. He's working on some new stuff, but either way, Barry is busy in the kitchen as he's always been, and now he has his own brand of hot sauce with a Shinedown label on it.
Yeah.
And we've got it sent to us, so we're going to taste a little today, and welcome in Barry to talk. Hey, we can talk salsa, we can talk sausage, we can talk beer. He talks hot sauce. We've talked about getting a hot sauce.
We have.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff we've thought about before, like mustard, or hot
chips,
sauce,
hot sauce.
I mean, you name it.
It's all kind of junk food. Yeah. I mean, it's never been like, how about an impossible meat?
No. Good crap, though. You know what I mean? So Barry's joining us, and we'll talk about his brand new hot sauce. What else do we have for you? More locations, speaking of the IPA, on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Thank you for continuing to send those in. And if you do happen to find it, just take a picture, shoot us an email to themensroom@kisw.com, and we'll spread the word. So we appreciate all of you who've been doing that. More Metallica tickets coming up. Metallica tickets every day in May. The time we pick today, 420. We will give you the secret code word, and you text that at 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to see one of two nights at Metallica. There's all kinds of grand prizes, too. Like, they have the entire vinyl catalog for one lucky winner with a record player included.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to win, man, to be honest with you. I'd rather pay for my concert tickets and get that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff. So, code word again is a 420, and you want to text the code word to 206-803-ROCK. And today is the day that we've played the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, like to do a little Men's Room poll. Last week on the poll, basically a study came out that was the longest study as far as nutrition goes, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, and it was a 35-year study. So it's the longest one they've done. And they came up with all the foods that you should not eat.
And in 35 years, you knew the answer to most of those.
Yeah, the list is exactly what you think it would be. It's any kind of soda, sugary drinks, including fruit drinks, believe it or not, that is included.
Does it taste good?
Coca-Cola, I know it's got a lot of artificial stuff in it, but the bottom line is it's the sugar. It's no different from the sugar standpoint than orange juice is.
Right.
So if you think you're doing yourself a favor, I mean, it's not too far off. What else do we have? Baked goods. So anything baked. That would include anything baked. Bread, cookies.
Your roommate.
Yeah, you name it. Whatever it is.
Me at 9 p.m.
Right. Baked goods. Bacon and lunch meats. Maybe one of the worst things. So if you like any kind of jerky, if you like pepperoni on your pizza, if you like a roast beef or a turkey sandwich, ham sandwich.
If you like to eat.
Bacon, it's all gone. Chips also came in there. So no shock there. So in this instance, we said, look, you've got to eliminate three, and you can only keep one of these things that you can continue to eat. So trying to make you healthy here. And here's how the results shook out. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the poll is up there. And coming in at fourth place, most of you said, 11% of you said, hey, I would stick with soda. So I'm going to get rid of chips, baked goods, and bacon. And I'm just going to keep the soda. I found that shocking, but 11% of you, 1 in 10, said yes. Chips came in third place at 14%. That would be the one that people wanted to keep. I'm going to keep eating chips. I'm going to get rid of bacon, baked goods, and soda. In second place, that would be baked goods at 28%. I can live without the bread. I can live without the cakes. Number one, by far, 47%, almost half of you said, if I can only eat one of the four things, it's going to be my bacon and my lunch.
Because, there you go.
You know, maybe I can't have a hamburger on a bun, but I sure can just have a hamburger with bacon or whatever the deal is. So this week on the poll.
I mean, the bun on a hamburger obviously matters a lot.
Yes, it does.
But at the end of the day, I'd rather have the burger
over the bread.
We were talking in the office just about school in general. I don't know if we were talking about your kids, Steve, or whatever the deal was, but we were talking about school. And the idea of school still, to me, when my daughters needed help with their homework, I would get a sickening feeling in my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
It took me back to being 12 or 13 years old. I love my friends. I like the extracurricular activities that I chose to do. I could not stand going to school. It was just one of those things. There were subjects I was interested in and did like, but the majority of it was just, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, I hated school.
I hated school.
Every day of it.
So our poll is kind of based on scenarios that you can be put into, but you have to pick one of the four. So the first one we picked is you would go back and do ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ninth grade, your freshman year in high school, which is often a transitional period for a lot of kids to be the youngest and go to a bigger school. With
now, are we
kids.
Going back at our age now, or are you going back to 14 years old? Right now, you missed out something in ninth grade.
You're going to go.
You got to go back.
You're going to go now. Yeah, whatever age you are, you're going to go back to ninth grade. Now,
I'd like to say it'd be easy, but until you get to math, and I'd be like, I really still have no idea how to do this.
So, I have read stories where people have gone back to high school as adults. Why? They wanted to play basketball. One more shot. It had nothing to do with the academics.
Correct.
They went back just to see if they could sneak on the court and maybe play one more.
If I'm going back, I'm playing freshman football.
Yeah.
And you're going to hit children.
We're all freshmen.
Just a 42-year-old freshman.
Yeah, but you're probably going to make the varsity team.
Maybe, but I'm laying out some 13-year-olds when I get there.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'm going to have a raging headache and probably go to one practice and be like, I can't do this anymore.
But could you get the grades good enough to be on the team? Because you still got to do the academic part, right? So you might start, but by October, they might be like, Smitty.
Yep.
Hey, man, we're looking at your grades, bro. And I know you're 43, but the rule's the rule.
Right.
Yes.
Now, academic.
That would be weird because probably the teacher, I'm older than.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, screw you. I have a real job.
Now, academic-wise, a typical course of study for ninth graders include a wide range of topics for science and social studies. These usually include everything from biology, chemistry, and physics for science, U.S. history 1 and 2, U.S. government, world history for social studies. Math usually starts with algebra 1 in ninth grade, but there are other math subjects that students can take. While for language arts programs, grammar, vocabulary, composition, foreign language, electives also become a vital part of any ninth grade education. Now, math concepts, which is my problem, include algebra, geometry, pre-calculus, personal finance,
and other stuff. Vocabulary, general communication. You get the idea. You're going to ninth grade for a year.
Yeah.
By the way, according to the county, the city, you got to be there 7:55 first bell. I know all schools are different, but this is the average. 7:55 and you get out at 2:25.
All right.
To give you an idea. Number one choice, ninth grade.
So I got to say, it would be weird to walk out of ninth grade and be like, all right, guys, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah.
But it's legal.
I'm hungover. Yeah. Sorry, coach. But yeah.
So my bad, coach. It was at the Rolling Stones.
My God, I'm hungover. Choice two is 1 month in jail. What jail? You pick the jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to get too specific on that. You're incarcerated for a month.
Let's just say central lockup.
Yeah.
You're like Kent County lockup.
Right. Yeah. You're in jail for 1 month. Do you take the 1 month in jail? Do you take the 1 year of ninth grade? Option number three, we have Marine Basic Training.
Mm-hmm.
Marine Basic Training is 13 weeks in four phases. Week one is preparation for the 12 weeks of training ahead. Recruits can expect a flurry of paperwork, haircuts, uniform gear issue, medical evaluations, strength testing. By the way, you kind of need to start working out way before you get to
this point. This is the age that you are now.
Yeah. By week's end, they'll meet the drill instructors who'll take them through with their thorough training. Marine recruits will likely experience food rations and sleep deprivation, rigorous round-the-clock marches, low and no-light infiltration movements, combat resupply, casualty evaluation scenarios, team development, team field firing combat scenarios. The requirements to be a Marine, you must have a high school diploma. You must be a legal U.S. resident. No felony convictions. According to this one, at some point in time, you're not allowed to have any more than three tattoos. You also have to pass the initial strength test, pull-ups or push-ups, and running, and planks and crunches.
So you got to qualify. You can't just go.
No. We decided for today's purposes.
You're just going to go.
Even if you're 60.
You're just going?
You're going to boot camp.
I can't do that because I got six tattoos. No.
You're going.
Yeah. A day typically begins what time in Marine Basic Training?
5 a.m.
Oh, you're close. 0400 hours or 4 a.m.
Right.
That's when Maria sounded. And recruits present themselves for accountability after personal hygiene and morning cleanup. They perform physical training Monday through Saturday. After the morning meal, the recruits begin the day's scheduled training, which includes classes, drills, martial arts. They can go to church on Sunday. Thanks.
Cool.
After the noon meal, the day's training continues until the evening meal, typically around 5 o'clock or so. After this time, recruits are given the opportunity for 1 hour of square away time, during which they remain under the supervision of the drill instructors. May not leave the squad bay. They are preparing to sleep. They need to hydrate. They are allowed to pray together for 5 minutes. Ensure that their footlockers and rifles are locked, loaded, all the things for the next day. Lights out about 8 to 10 every single night. That's 13 weeks. That's Marine Basic Training.
And when do you masturbate?
I'm not sure.
But you're just under the supervision. Like, come on, man.
I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe you don't.
Come on.
It's probably the talk of the entire session.
I wouldn't even bring it up. But, dude, everybody
here
is horny. We know this. Don't talk about it.
And your fourth option. You're going to live with an ex for 1 year. What ex? You know.
You know the one that made you throw up in your mouth a little just when their image went through your head? That one.
That you hope you never have to run into, see again, communicate with.
Remember the one that tried to stab you with a pair of scissors? That one.
But you're going to cohabitate for 1 year.
To me, this is a no-brainer. This is absolutely a no-brainer.
So ninth grade, 1 month in jail, Marine basic training, or live with an ex for 1 year.
I'm going to jail. And I know that's ridiculous, but look, one, it's 30 days, and it'll be 30 terrible days. I certainly do not want to revisit high school, right? And like I said, even knowing what I know now, wisdom is not academia. So I still have to try to pass the classes.
No, yeah.
I still have to take the test. I still don't get the math. All that crap, right? So no. As far as...
Also, just from your ego standpoint, you have to go back. You, in my mind, if I go back to ninth grade, I need to do better than I did the first time. I have aged. I am matured. I think I'm better disciplined in certain things.
In my case,
even
the bar was set pretty low with me.
I understand that.
I know I would do better, but I don't know that I would do well. And to be honest with you, man, I feel less enthusiastic about the idea of doing homework now than I did then, which is unbelievable because homework did not exist to me then. Basic training.
I don't want to be dumber than a 15-year-old.
Oh, I already know I am.
I know I am, too. But I don't want to know it.
Right, school stuff would be tough.
I don't want to know it on paper.
I'm not even, like, the smartest kid in the class. And ego-wise, I can't do that. Marine basic boot camp, man. 12 weeks. I'm 55. I groan when I get out of bed in the morning. No. Just period. No.
Don't you think you would get in shape pretty fast, though?
I think I would get in shape, but here's the thing. I'm not trying to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't go to the gym now because I don't care enough to pursue that kind of thing. Well, so I'm sure I will come out of there in better shape, man. Probably smarter.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. But again, I'm not interested in pursuing any of that. I'm fine being the slob and degenerate that I am. It has served me well.
At 18 years old, I don't think I needed to stretch as much as I do now just in basic life.
That's what I'm saying.
So I need stretch 18, time. Like, Sarge, man, I got to stretch.
Yeah,
I need an hour, man. I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, 55, I'm telling you right now, there's absolutely no chance that I could even handle it, much less, you know, people screaming at you and all that.
Also, 3 pull-ups are required. Just to get
in. I can do pull-ups and I can do push-ups, but when you say carry this gun and jog all these miles, like, okay, well, we're done.
Miles is right, too. The mental strain of the DI staying on your butt, like, that's going to be tough to take.
And I'm already married. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's like,
dude, I already deal with this. I don't need you telling me what time I need to get up and what I need to do today.
Your entire 13 weeks are dictated. You are on a strict regimen.
Yeah, I'm married. That's what life's like. I don't need you. But you know what she doesn't make me do? Jog.
In
or
boots.
Do push-ups. Or run up hills. Or, like, none of that.
There's like Water Week. All these weeks have different themes.
Yeah.
So there's some of the psychological warfare as far as your head and getting to that.
Again, I'm married.
Right. So. Don't you have to finish with the Crucible at the end?
The Crucible?
Yeah.
There's a swim week where I don't know if that's the one where they used to say, like, somebody's going to try to drown you. Or
I'm pretty sure that is what they do.
But there's also a deal.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing.
You're fully clothed. They throw you in the pool. How much time do you have to get everything off your body?
I don't know.
13 seconds. Your pack, your boots, your pants.
Yeah, why would I do that?
13 seconds.
I'm going to jail. That's give me 30
pass.
Days.
That's the pass. That one.
Give me 30 days of jail.
So, our men's room poll. You're going to do one. Repeat ninth grade. 1 month in jail. Marine basic training. Or live with an ex for 1 year. We'll come back with Big Dummy right after these. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, real quick. Steve, you said you picked jail.
Without a doubt.
Ted, Men's Room poll. I think I'm going back to ninth grade, man.
Same.
I don't really know. That's a tough one.
I think I'm going back to ninth grade. I love going to try for the baseball team, football team.
Yeah.
I'm taking the whole thing as one big challenge.
I loved freshman year.
But it is a whole year.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Still
like
September.
Jail's horrible.
It's 30 days.
But it is 30 days.
Yeah. What if I made the Honor Society or something? Like, set some goals like that. That would be crazy.
See, this is the opportunity. Everybody in this room has the opportunity to be the cool old guy at school. Like, hell yeah, dude, I'm going back.
You think you'd be the cool guy
in
school?
You're damn right. Mm-hmm. Those nerds, I'd be the cool one. You're damn right.
They're bumming cigarettes from me left and right.
I'd be like a doggone mascot to them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, just show up wasted every day.
Good times. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Dummy! Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Dave!
Hello, Dave. Dave?
There he is.
Here?
Hola!
Dave, are you sober or not sober?
check your phone, man.
Ninth grade.
Dave, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay, Dave. Welcome to Big Dummy. Harder Men's Report, you're going to do one. Repeat ninth grade. Spend 1 month in jail. Marine basic training or live with an ex for a year?
I would do the month of jail.
1 month in jail.
Right there with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How bad would the ex be for a year?
I wouldn't even consider it.
Okay. All right, that says it all.
All right, Dave, here is your question. Who plays the character Ali G? Ali G.
No idea.
6677888899.
That would be your boy Borat, Sasha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, Ali G was for how I first found him.
If you get the chance, just Google Ali G and enjoy the skits. They are freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I think I used to watch that on HBO.
Was it HBO?
For us, it was. It might have been an English show, and then HBO would show it.
Okay. All right, your question. Who was the 7th president of the United States? He is currently on the $20 bill.
Jackson.
$20 bill, yeah.
Yeah, $20. I figured that had to be the clue, right?
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dummy. Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitola.
Hola. Christian, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not living up to the name, are you? Okay.
Not today.
Our men's room poll, you're going to do one. Ninth grade, 1 month in jail, Marine basic training, or live with an ex for a year?
I have to go with Thrill. I'm going to go jail.
Going to jail.
I'm having a lot of company in there, even the text. I agree with Thrill on jail. You get 3 meals a day, nobody really bugs you, and I could get conjugal visits. Someone else says, dudes, I've been co-parenting for just over 2 years. Living with the ex is the worst effing thing. Put me in any of the other three. Doesn't even matter. I'll get ripped in boot camp, check out cheerleaders, or just leave me in peace in jail. Please, anything but the ex. Damn.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, the man said he would do each of the other three more than live with the ex. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia? Where was the first drive-in movie theater?
Just random guess. I have no idea. Pennsylvania.
To me,
I'll say New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Somehow, it just makes sense. You want to get out of the car?
I got an idea.
When I can just sit in the car with the girl and watch the movie up on the screen.
You get a little privacy.
Or not watch the movie, if you know what I mean.
That's what I'm talking
about. You catch my drift.
All right. Your question, what holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole, the airing of grievances and feats of strength?
Wow.
I knew you'd know, Ted.
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Yes, I can. What holiday is celebrated with an aluminum pole, the airing of grievances and feats of strength?
Christmas? I don't know.
Close.
Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
I forgot that the year the Ravens went to the Super Bowl, like, they didn't say the words playoffs.
Oh, that's, what did he call it?
And they started, like, when they clinched, they had, like, a Festivus celebration in the stadium.
That's right. God, I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
All except right. For Goose. Goose was like, I don't care. Playoff.
He didn't care about any of it. All right, your question. Which Shakespeare character killed Polonius? It's a title character.
I think I read this one in high school.
Now you're going to jail, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. Ooh, I can't remember.
Is it Hamlet?
It is, in fact, Hamlet. We had to read Macbeth, did not have to read Hamlet. There may have been something else from Shakespeare we were supposed to read, but I didn't read that either. God, I can't remember what it was. Did you read Macbeth or Hamlet? Because like it seems like you're obligated to read one of these freaking stories.
I don't know that I had read either of those.
Were you supposed to?
No, but I was also in a specific reading class in high school that was
You don't need Shakespeare. You don't need Shakespeare.
No. Yeah, we read easier books.
Tell you what, the teacher would have us each take a part in these books, right? And basically, as you're learning Shakespeare, these people would recite the lines as you go through it. You have not lived until you've heard Baltimore City School high school kids perform Shakespeare. It is a unique experience.
When I was a kid, man, books were like movies now if I want to start them at 10 o'clock or not. How long is this?
Oh, I know. How many pages is the book?
20 minutes? I can do this.
See, that's why I was excited for Old Man and the Sea, because it's like 89 pages. But I got through the first three pages, like, done. I can't. This is boring.
Fahrenheit 451 or whatever it was. So.
You know what, Thurl? Somebody on Twitter makes a good point.
What's that?
We went back. Well, I know. It's us our age. They were like, you could have hair again. I'm like, ooh.
No, listen.
No, you're going back.
You're going back this age.
I am fine bald. Second of all, no, we're going back at the age you are now. Which, oddly enough, being bald was all the rage back when I was in high school. So, go figure. All right, your question. The song Afternoon Delight was the only major hit for what one-hit wonder group?
Starland Vocal Band.
You got it.
Wow, well nice done, job, man. Dude.
Nice job.
A closet Starland Vocal Band fan. Name another song from Starland Vocal Band.
I don't believe they had one.
I mean, they had to put out an album, right? Couldn't have just been... I don't know another one, so no matter what you say, I have to believe it.
Well, they've never been asked to come back around. So, I mean, you can't just go out and do one song. So
they would have done a casino tour.
Well, typically, you would lump four of those type of bands together, send them out on the road, and, you know, everybody would be
but
happy.
You're saying they don't even have enough songs to be lumped in with three other artists.
They only have one song. It'd be like, you know...
They only have one we know, but they got a rack of songs.
All right, give me some titles.
Starland.
Okay.
That's
California Day.
All right.
Baby, You Look Good to...
Whoa, what? The good to what?
I don't know. It says dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
Okay.
I think I know what they mean.
Baby, You Look Good to Me Tonight.
Oh,
hey, there it is.
Dummy.
Light of Your Life. Light of My Life.
Don't know any of these.
Starting All Over Again. War Surplus Baby.
Damn.
Wow. Quite the range on that band.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Wow.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Mike, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you're doing one. Repeating ninth grade, spending 1 month in jail, Marine basic training, or live with an ex for a year?
We'll just go to jail.
Going to jail.
Get me out of here.
Everybody's going to jail.
Just whatever, man. Don't throw me in jail.
I hated high school. I skipped that.
Well, most of us did.
And it's funny, in high school, they were like, half of you are going to go to jail. Here I am all these years later, like, I'd prefer it.
I'll volunteer.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, your question.
Feed me better.
What's that?
They'll feed me better.
Well, the food would be about the same quality, I would imagine. But
yeah, I wonder if the ninth grade food wouldn't be as bad as I remember. Like, I would actually go eat at the cafeteria.
I don't know, man.
Because they used to have breakfast and lunch. You could get, like, a bowl of cereal in the morning, some orange juice. That's not the worst thing in the world. Banana.
My school was nothing like that.
Yeah, for breakfast.
I mean, you had lunch. That was it.
Breakfast was $1.35, and lunch was $1.70.
Hey, that's some big spending now.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, look, I was over 300 pounds by the time I left high school. I used to eat a honey bun and chase it with a strawberry milk in the morning.
At school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. Who painted The Scream? Who painted The Scream?
It's what you like to do to your girl, Mike.
Oh, no. You guys asked me this question before, and, like, The Scream was the answer. And, like, you guys talked, well, no.
See, that's like the capital of Kentucky. It's one of, you can keep asking. People just forget.
Frankfurt.
Bango.
Edward Munch. That was the clue, you see. All right, your question. What animal's head appears on the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
Eagle.
A goose?
Nope. Mike nailed it.
It's a parrot.
A parrot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that, like, featured prominently in a movie, or is it something you just notice?
I don't remember if it talks, but she certainly interacts with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to, like, 10 minutes of Mary Poppins. I'm like, I'm out.
Really?
She sings too much, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It's cool that she can fly.
And
seems like a very nice lady. Mm-hmm. Just stop singing.
And I watched it when I was a kid again.
God's sakes. All right. Your question. What is the capital of Florida?
Orlando?
What'd you say?
Orlando.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
I could only think of Orlando because of Disney World.
Oh, it's also Miami for the cocaine.
Mickey would make a better governor there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez. Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Or Tampa, as it is.
Tampa Bay.
All right, your question. Foie gras traditionally comes from what part of a goose or duck?
The what?
Foie gras. It's a food. Traditionally comes from what part of a goose or duck?
In my mind, best served crispy.
Neck.
Stomach.
The liver.
Liver.
Oh, liver.
Liver.
Yeah. Is it liver?
It
yeah,
is liver.
They fatty yeah. up the oh, liver, God. And then that's how you get it.
Okay.
Have you tried it grilled? Delicious.
I like it crispy. I hate it when it comes out all soggy.
I never had it soggy, but I was working at a restaurant. They put it on the menu for like a month. And then the chef ended up pulling it off because we kept eating it. And it's an expensive item, right? I had never tried it. Said, this is how we're going to do it. Grilled it up, put some kind of sauce on there. And I'm like, damn, this is good. So days that he was not there, we ate a lot of foie gras. Because we're like, one, it sounds fancy. And two, we can.
Right.
He got wind of this and he's like, it's off the menu.
I just did it because the person I was with was very much into animals and animal rights and everything. And I just order it straight out. Start the meal out. Look at their face. Because I thought it was delicious. I didn't care.
It is good. John Cleese put it best. If we weren't supposed to be animals, they wouldn't have been made out of meat. All right, your question. What was Cape Kennedy renamed in 1973?
Cape Canaveral?
Oh,
wait, I thought, wasn't it the reverse of that?
No. Cape Canaveral is its current name, but it was Cape Kennedy before that, because he's the guy that said, we will go to the moon, not because it is easy, but because people smarter than me think they can pull this
so
off.
Why did he get kicked out then? Shouldn't he be the founding name?
Look, I feel that if you're the guy...
Okay, so who's Canaveral?
I don't know.
I think it's the opposite of that.
It's not. It's Cape Canaveral now. They named it Cape Kennedy. It may have just been because he was alive for a hot minute. Right? So we name it Cape Kennedy.
So if he dies, they take the name off of it?
Well, I mean, they still waited a couple of years. We wait until 73.
Oh, let's get rid of Kennedy. Let's put this Canaveral guy in.
What do you got, Ted?
It might have just always been Cape Canaveral. That's just the name of it. And then from 63 to 73, it was...
Oh, Cape Kennedy.
Correct.
And then they just went back to Canaveral.
Huh.
Oh, he's gone, man.
Okay. I don't know. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
You're going to love this, Miles. Hello, Eastwood. Oh, welcome to the men's room.
God.
Smoked up, drink beer, eat, playing, yeah. Ow!
Hola.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
All those, baby. I'm sober.
You're sober? Okay.
I'm staying sober for you guys.
All right, nice.
Thanks, dude.
Eastwood, do you still have the 5-gallon bucket in your living room that you're pooping in?
Can't you guys keep harping on that? No, in fact, I got my whole house yarded out, my freezer inside, and I'm tooling, man.
All right.
I'm a cat.
You're moving on up.
Yeah, we're doing great. My birthday month this month, I'm turning a big 7-0.
You can't have a birthday month.
It's not a birthday month.
It's not a birthday month. It's a birthday. I don't care if you're 70.
It's a whole month my birthday. This is my 70th, so it's a whole month.
All right.
You might as well just make it the year.
She's 40. I told her I mentioned Bree on the radio, so I mentioned that. And it's Military Appreciation Week.
So are you going to take the Marine basic training then on the men's room poll, or do you want to do ninth grade again, 1 month in jail?
The killer, the Marine, Clinton Charles Copeland, Teamster, head of 174, the low, largest block of Teamsters. He went in the Marines at 13 and a half years old, went all the way through boot, got a general, and went back in with Grandpa's signature at 16 and a half and did his time, man. He's a...
Does that mean you're doing Marine basic training?
He went all the way through basic, 13 and a half.
Okay, what are you going to pick on the men's room poll?
I'm going to go back to the ninth grade for Christ. That is the best time of my life. I got kicked out in the eighth grade and got back into Hamilton. A little snafu with some matches in the garbage can.
A little snafu,
Yeah, arson.
Yeah, well, I was running the hall, and I flipped the match. I didn't know it was catching on fire.
Sure.
So I got sent to the worst place in the world, up to McClure on Queen Anne Hill. It was like going back to West Side Story, you know, gangs and stuff. Got in a fight with a guy, beat him up, and God let me off the hook. I became a Catholic after that.
Great idea. All right. It's really helped.
You know, the Pope has the same story. It's amazing.
Exactly.
All right, Eastwood, here's your question. How many suits are there in Mahjong?
How many suits are there? I don't know. I'll say 12.
What are the guesses?
Six.
3.
Oh.
Anyone ever played that?
No, I have not. I've played it on my phone and on my computer, and there's...
What are you generally trying to accomplish? Is it a memory game? Is it a match game?
It's a match game. Okay. So you're trying to find two of the same tile to eliminate it from the board, and there's intricate setups and whatnot, at least the version that I've played on my friggin' phone. But it looks like there's one that's characters, there's one that's... I feel like there's like flowers or like birds and stuff like that. So that's my understanding. All right. Yeah.
All righty, switch your question. What explosive invention is the best known invention of Nobel Prize founder Alfred Nobel?
Mm-hmm. What explosive invention? Didn't he build that destructive stuff, nitroglycerin?
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Dynamite container. He launched the career of Jimmy Walker. He had no idea.
Jimmy don't talk about it, though.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get dynamite without nitro. I think they go together in hand.
I believe that they do, but we just need the full. All right, he's read your question. What poker hand comprises of three of a kind and a pair?
Of a kind. We used to play this game and use every... You get seven cards stud, and they deal you five. You keep three and roll them, and I won the biggest pot I ever had with that, and that was a full boat.
I was just about to ask you that too.
Biggest one.
So, what is your guess there?
That was a full boat.
Full house.
You know.
Full house.
Full house.
Full house.
Yeah, house and boat are different.
I mean, unless you live on a houseboat, then I'd cut you a little slack.
Right. We used to do that every summer on the houseboat.
What's up, play poker?
No, we float on a houseboat on Lake Shasta. It was fun.
I will say, in his defense, I've heard both terms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
We say full boat sometimes.
More of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.